Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit any of the theme parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks or anywhere in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, American Tourist Travel. Let us book all your travel needs, especially Disney. You can find us at americantouristtravelagency.com. Now come on, guys, let's hop on the train and head over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. And I'm joined by the one and only John Peters today. How you doing, John? Pull up a stool.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We've been abandoned. We're the only ones here at the pub this morning.
I was going to say, either we showed up early or we're here way too late. So yeah. I think we're going early, right?
So. Yeah, we'll say early so we're not degenerates even more than we normally are.
Well, I don't know. Showing up early at the pub's probably degenerate too, but I don't care. So.
Well, yeah, not we'll start at the pub. We're drinking. I'm having my Starbucks. You're having your coffee. We serve breakfast here at the pub too. I don't know if everybody knows it. It's just not an alcoholic establishment. We got menus coming up. Well, this is a big place here. We have breakfast and then it goes in the pub in the afternoon. So you can show up early, guys, and have breakfast with us and enjoy the show. So this way, it makes us not degenerates if it serves breakfast here.
There you go. There you go. Not a problem. Nothing wrong there.
Yeah, and it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, if you go over to It's All in WDW, we're starting our menu. We're going to have a – just to give you a little cliff notes of it or however you want me to say it, and everybody can pick on me for talking dumb. But anyway, we're going to do a menu from all of us here at the Main Street Pub. We're going to have a menu of all of our favorites from around the parks. So, and, you know, and everybody knows Bangers and Mash and – Bob's braised short rib, and John's going to send over a few of his favorites. We got some spicy garlic shrimp on the menu, but we're going to have some breakfast items. You know, we'll have a little bit of everything of all of our favorites from around the parks, and you could just go over to the website, hit the drop-down tab, and scroll down, and you'll see all of our favorites. I think it'll be a lot of fun, John, if we start when it's all done.
Yeah, I was checking it out this week. It looks pretty interesting. Yeah, I get a sense. I mean, thinking of it, I could send Bob right now the Kona breakfast with a press pot of coffee and that Samoan. That sounds awful good.
Yeah, and I think it'll be a lot of fun as we go along. You don't have to give them all at once, and we'll slowly get this menu developed. You know, but we got to think. Just not anything can go on the Main Street menu. If you know, it has to be an absolute. 5-star, nobody can complain to us if they do try it. You know what I mean? You know, I'm hoping anyway.
And speaking well, you know, good. Everybody's tastes are a little different. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody doesn't like your Bob's short ribs or something or so. You never know, but I would say 90% of the people are going to like what we recommend. So.
Yeah, there's always that little squeaky stomach that don't like what we like instead of the squeaky wheel. And speaking of 5 stars, you should see the Valentine's dinner I made last night for the girls. We celebrated Valentine's Day. This being since it falls on a Tuesday, it's easier to do it over the weekend when everybody's working. I made you want the menu?
Sure. What'd you make?
We made for appetizers. I did the Ohana, the chicken wings. That was really – they were phenomenal. I did shrimp scampi. And then for all of us, so I did a big platter of shrimp scampi, and I did a 20 some of the big wings, which really came out really good, John. I mean, have you ever had the Ohana chicken wings?
Yes, yes.
Aren't they good?
Yep. No, I think that's one of my actually. I think that and the dessert are my favorite two items on that menu. So.
And the great thing about them is they're very healthy. I mean, if you as healthy as chicken wings could be, but there's in the whole thing, yeah, like you would think there's a lot with all the ingredients in it, with the that everything in it's pretty healthy for you. It and they're baked, like you put them in the oven at 500 degrees. They're not fried. They're really good. Yeah, and you, I suggest you. I'll have to send you over the recipe. You have to try them someday. They're really good.
Yeah, my son loves them a lot too, so I'll definitely have to give those a shot.
They were so good, my wife was actually took a teaspoon of the sauce at the end. That's how good. Because what happens is, as you're baking the wings, there's ingredients for the wings themselves, and then there's an ingredients for the sauce that they go in. So what you do is you make the wings, you prepare the rub and all that goes on the wings, and then after you're done that, you make the other sauce that goes in the oven, if you understand. I mean, why they're in the oven, you make the other sauce that you're going to dip them in, that you pour over them and combine it in.
Right.
So
right.
There's two different applications for them. So, but on the main wings, it's kosher salt, ground paprika, only 1 tablespoon of sugar, pepper, turmeric, cinnamon, garlic powder, cayenne pepper, and that's about it. And a little bit of vegetable oil. That nothing downstairs seems really bad to you on that list, does it?
No. And you said baking instead of frying, so you know that's going to be healthier. So.
And they're awesome. And then on the sauce, what you do is you heat this sauce up. You get it to a light boil as you're whisking it. It's a half cup of honey, low sodium soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, a half tablespoon of chili powder. A half a tablespoon of fresh lime juice, ground coriander, half tablespoon, and a teaspoon of ground ginger. So there's really nothing bad for you there. Yeah, and this sauce, when you pour it over, after you're done baking them, you put them, what we did is we put them in one of those big, huge stainless steel mixing bowls. We dropped them in there, and then we poured, after they cooled off on the rack a little bit so you could pick them up, then we dropped them in the stainless steel bowl I dropped them into, and then poured all the juice over top of them, the glaze over top of them, the sauce. Right. And they were phenomenal. And then the shrimp scampi came out really good. I did it the original way with the breadcrumbs and all baked. You know, you put the breadcrumbs in the fry pan and you toast them up a little bit with fresh garlic and all and then pour it over the scampi. That came out really good too. And then for the entrees, I did the Disney miso glazed salmon for me and my wife. And I did fresh grilled asparagus on the grill. I did fresh potatoes, and then I made my mother-in-law, because she can't have fish, filet mignon.
Good deal.
And then we had my wife, actually, she made me let her make dessert. And she made this chocolate mousse that you have to – I would love you – I wish you could try it. I mean, I should get you the ingredients for this, because it's made out of – because my mother-in-law is a diabetic, and we always try to eat healthy as much as we can. She made this chocolate mousse, and the main ingredient is avocados.
All right.
And I'm telling you, my mother-in-law ate the whole thing, and she didn't know it was avocados, and when she was done, she couldn't believe it. It is phenomenal. You wouldn't know. I'm telling you, if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know. That's how good this mousse is. Because it has cocoa and chocolate chips in it. But
I wouldn't care anyway. I love avocados, so it wouldn't bother me if I knew there was avocado in it. So.
Well, I get a chance, I'll take a picture of the recipe, and I'll shoot it over to you, John. It's really good. I can't wait to have the rest of mine, because I only ate a couple spoonfuls last night, because after all we ate for dinner, I could barely move. I had 3 Peronis with my dinner, and I was stuffed to the gills. But I was shocked how good that was. So you
sounds
need
like you had a heck of a meal.
Well, we ate good. I seen your black and mahi-mahi, too, wasn't it? Is that what you had?
Yeah.
That looked really good.
One of those great days here in Central Florida in February where it was like 70 degrees outside yesterday. So I had to take advantage and eat out on my patio yesterday and do the black and mahi-mahi outside. So yeah, that turned out really well.
We were lucky here yesterday. I mean, our buddy Dennis and Pat and all of them, they're getting ready to get hit with another storm up there. But we were lucky yesterday. It was like 48, 50 degrees here, and that's like balmy for us at this time of year.
Yeah, you're not having that rough of a winter, I don't think, this year, are you?
Don't even ask me. I don't even want to jinx it. I'm not even going to respond to anything.
All right, then.
You know, I don't want to poke the bear if you follow me. So, no, I don't even want to go there. And I'm going to try. We got some news coming up with with the ticket increases and stuff like that. And our good buddy MouseWorld ATV, he told me to calm down because I'm going crazy with my ranting. And I get it. And I understand. But you guys got to understand, this isn't – and I think you do by listening to us – when I get into those rants, they're not fake. It's just because I really care. And some of them bother me more than others. And I love the place so much. It's kind of like with your family members or somebody else messes up. You're harder on them than anybody else because you actually really care about it. If you didn't care, I wouldn't care. And the thing of it is, and I've said it a million times on the show, 99% of this stuff don't affect me. I drive on property. I get breaks because I am an agent. The way I tour has nothing to do with half the things we talk about. But it does when I'm booking trips for family members and friends and friends of the show. And it just bothers me when they do this stuff to us. So if I go over the top, I apologize now, but I don't think I'm going to stop anytime soon, guys.
I don't see that happening. So that's your stress relief, you know. That way you don't have high blood pressure and everything. You got to let it go somewhere. So.
Exactly. I mean, I feel bad if I'm offending some of you for going off the way I do, but I can't help it. It's who I am. You know, it drives me nuts when there's certain things like the – and I'm going to try to stay calm during these ticket prices because it's kind of like we know it's coming every year. It's kind of like our taxes going. You know, we're going to be paying taxes and – you know, you're going to be paying more for Disney tickets. It, just like you said before the show started, though, you wish they would give you a break once in a while.
Yeah, you know, I'm beginning to think, you know, Ben Franklin said there's only two things in life that were for sure, taxes and or death and taxes. Well, now I think you can add Disney price increases to it. So three things in life that are for sure. So
hey, you're 100% right there. And you know, it just drives me nuts because when is enough enough? The thing of it is, okay, and this is where – and I'm going to read the article in a minute, and I know you guys miss Dennis reading the articles. And as Judas says, he's the voice of reason on the show. I tend to agree but disagree a little bit with that. Sometimes he's hard to reason with, but we still love him. But anyway, the thing of it is everything else in life pretty much goes up and down in a lot of ways. Our gas prices go up, and then they'll dip back down a little bit. You'll go in the store, and Pepsi will be on sale 3 for $12, or Coke, or you understand what I'm saying? Every once in a while, you do get a break. They just seem to rise every year. I mean, nothing else I do in life that besides taxes and them, I know is going to be more next year. I mean, do you follow what I'm getting at? That's the reason why it bothers me. Even other things. I'll go in the store some days, and I'll go to Home Depot, and the Bostitch tool set I need that was originally $3.99. This year, it's $199. It's on sale. Like, Disney gives you no sales hardly whatsoever.
No sales, and their price increases generally go up than the cost of inflation, or you know your hopefully yearly or bi-yearly raise that you know a lot of folks get. So I mean, instead of you know, I don't think anybody ever gets an 18% raise increase every year,
no.
Which would be nice, but
no. For about 8 years there, most of us took pay cuts if you wanted
exactly,
to stay working.
So.
You know, I know with me in the construction business, what I was charging, what I get per sheet. Finishing drywall is the same now as it was 30 years ago. In some cases, less. I made more money 25 years ago doing houses than I make now because of the way things have gone. If you like, certain things are thrown in for free, like cleaning the house and doing this because of other people doing it cheaper. And I don't even want to go there, but you know what I'm saying. It's like everything else seems to go down or level off, but Disney seems to always stay on the rise. You know,
yeah, and they're consistent, and you have to give them that, I guess. So,
yeah,
no,
you have to
no
give
doubt
them that.
About it.
And some positive though, we also got another nice review from over on iTunes, which we really appreciate, guys. We didn't get a million downloads this week. Yeah, our buddy said for the way I ran it last Sunday, we probably had a million downloads. I fell a little bit short. But
yeah, well, I mean, you tried. So I guess you're going to have to go on another one. Maybe we can get the other $500,000. So.
Yeah, I'm going to try to stay calm. Everybody, I mean, I do listen to everybody out there. I do care what you guys have to say, but I just can't help myself. And I think you know that, John.
I've come to that conclusion, yeah.
But we got another review before I read the news. So entertaining, B&H Bagels. And he said, the banter between these guys is a lot of fun. By far the most interesting discussion on any Disney podcast. Thanks, guys. Expedition Everest rules. So at least somebody likes my ranting.
Well, you go back and forth. I think Judith loves your rant. So, you know, I mean, as many people, maybe there are some people that don't like it, but you got other people that I think they listen for them. So.
Yeah, well, and they're, believe me, they're not falsely manufactured. They are truly from the heart. And it's when stuff bothers me, I just can't help myself. And sometimes I know I talk in circles, but that's just me. But our buddy over there at Mouse World ADV, I did hear you, buddy. So you ready to get into some news? You got anything else you want to talk about? You want to wish your beautiful bride a happy Valentine's Day?
We want to wish happy Valentine's Day to my wife, your wife, and every other sweetheart out there. Hope everybody has a great day.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody out there, you know, grab your loved ones and tell them how much you love them this week. Believe me, it feels good when you do. You know, I tell my wife every time I leave the house. You never know. So happy Valentine's Day, guys. Now, what do you want to get into first? The ticket increases or the ticket increases?
How about the increase of the tickets? How about that?
Okay. So today, the tickets are actually going up as we record on February 12th. It says, I will read Walt Disney World ticket prices increases to go up and go into effect on February 12th, which is today. So, John, when's your annual pass good till?
It expired January 21st. I was supposed to get them renewed yesterday. I've got to renew them today, so I'm probably going to get hit with the increase, I imagine. So,
I mean,
I'm not sure about that, though, because you get 30 days after they expire to renew, and supposedly the price is locked in. And I don't know. I have to go take care of that today and find out. So.
Well, the increases in Disney standards aren't as bad as I don't think they were last year. Do you agree with me, John?
Yeah, last year the single day was 18% or something. So
yeah, it knocked your socks off.
Significant. Yeah.
It knocked your mouse ears off your head, basically what it did. But Disney will introduce new ticket pricing for its Walt Disney World theme parks on Sunday, February 12th. At the Magic Kingdom, a one-day visit will increase during the value period from $97 to $99. The regular period to $115, up from $100. So they're really killing you on the regular time. And peak period remaining at 124. So they didn't raise that. So they realize the peak, not many people are coming. Like, you know, they're going to come regardless. I think they're trying to get you on the regular period. $15, that's a nice little hike there. The $2 for the value isn't bad.
Now, the 15% on the regular day, that's a pretty significant impact, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, you know, what people don't realize, you know, $15 for me and for one person doesn't sound bad, but we always try to look at it, it's an average family of four. Family of four, $60, that's quite a big hit.
Yeah, so. It sure is. And that's for the one-day ticket, so,
yeah. Yeah, if you're just popping in, driving down to the Keys, and you're going to spend one night at Disney, it's $60 more for you guys. At the other theme parks, the regular period will rise $5 to $107, and peak period up to $119 from $114. So the other parks are only raising $5, where the Magic Kingdom just is the gift that keeps on getting better. Annual
I guess you got to pay for Avatar somehow. So.
Annual passes will also see an increase, with Florida residents Gold passes costing $5.59, a $10 increase. Platinum passes, which have no blackout dates, will rise $30 to $6.79. What do you have? The gold passes, right, John?
Yeah. Me and my wife have the gold pass, and then my son had the silver. But this year we're going on our big trip the first week of June, and before I bought the passes, I checked it out, and the silver pass would not be good that week, so I'm going to have to step him up to the gold pass too, so... We're all three going to have the gold pass, so.
Yeah, well, it's $5.59, so $5.60, $15. Yeah, you're 16, seven, what is it, 180, 1680 for the 3 years?
Yeah, and we get, fortunately, we get to do monthly payments on that. Otherwise, I don't really know if we'd be, I mean, coming up with that out of the wallet right now, yeah, it ain't going to happen, so. But
The
monthly payments make it a lot easier, so.
And the crazy thing is, and I know everybody, you know, I'm the downer, but if you really look at that, I mean, for you, as many times you go, I don't think that's a bad deal. I mean, my property tax is that for a quarter, and I get nothing out of my township. So I kind of look at that like a bargain, if you follow. I mean, for what you get to do. You know.
Oh, yeah, the annual passes are the only ways to go. I think in the entire time that I've lived here and I've had Lisa visit me, I think we bought a one-day ticket one time when I was in the Navy, and she came down to meet my parents and stuff, and that was the only time in my entire life I think I've actually bought a one-day ticket. Other than that, we've always done passes and stuff. It just doesn't make any sense to buy a single-day ticket living here, you know. So,
well, here we go. Other changes will include a Park Hopper Plus add-on to a base Magic Your Way ticket, which includes the ability to visit two or more parks on the same day and a certain number of visits to the water parks and mini golf courses. The new option replaces the water park and fun and more, which is being discontinued. All new tickets will have an expiration date, although expired tickets may be exchanged for a credit towards your purchase of a new ticket of equal or greater value. I didn't know that. Did you?
No, I hadn't heard that before.
No, that's a good thing. I mean, every little bit helps. Premium parking, which has recently been introduced at all the parks, will rise from $35 to
$40. Oh,
jeez. Ay. Disney will begin offering a $20 discount for purchasing. Disney will begin offering a $20 discount for purchasing a 3 to 10 day Magic Your Way ticket online, and then it says check back tomorrow for a full rundown, which we're going to get to that next article now. So, what do you think about that premium parking going up an extra $5?
We never take it. We never do that. I don't mind walking a couple extra feet if I have to. I'm not paying $40 to park, and certainly we get free parking with the annual pass. So. I'm not interested in shelling out any more money than I need to. So.
Yeah, and the thing of it is like I've been crying about, and I'll be calm, guys. Let me speak really, really loud. Like I said on the last show, pretty soon, don't be shocked if that free parking isn't going up to be an extra.
I hope not. I don't think they'll actually do that. What they'll do is just add or increase our tickets again, you know, because I think they realize that when we buy the annual passes, that's one of the perks that we look at. So if they take that away, then it would prevent a lot of people from buying the ticket. So what they'll do instead is just factor in more increases on our ticket prices, I would believe. So,
well, I hope that that's what they do, because, you know, we spoke about the resort fees and all that. Yeah, I understand other hotels do it, but Disney's resorts are a lot more expensive. I could stay on any of those Hotel Plaza Boulevard hotels for almost nothing. Yeah, I mean, compared to what you're paying to stay at a Disney hotel. So all those other ones add those little fees to try to build up their prices, if you understand, to get to their bottom line. Disney's already hit their bottom line, past their bottom line, is on the top line, and finding another way to get you for more is the point. So I understand that the other hotels already have hotel fees, but the reason you enjoy Disney the whole time, and I know you agree with me on this, they don't nickel, you didn't feel, even though it was expensive, you didn't feel nickel and dime. It was one price, you paid for it, and it was done. And that's the problem that it's getting to. I'm not complaining about the prices. Just hide it from me. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, like exactly with the parking. I mean, don't tell me I have to pay for parking, but if you have to increase my ticket next year a little bit to compensate for that, do it that way. That's much better. You know, I don't want to have to. It's horrible to end up paying all this money and then factor in. I mean, and we have to every once in a while if we only have regular seasonal passes, I guess, or the silver passes now. We've had those before, and when you're thinking about going out to Disney, you always have to factor in your gas, and then a $20 parking charge. So I don't want to have to factor that in every time we go out there. So.
No, I mean, it's just, and that's the point. I mean, everybody knows I'm going nuts, but it's just, I just want to make it easy. I want to make it easier on the people I'm planning for. They know it's going to be expensive as it is, but, and this is the point I keep making, but at the end of the day, when you're doing the final, after you're done the whole trip, and then I got to read these 15 extra charges that I have to give them the option, because you'll look like an idiot if you don't. And you know what I'm saying, because you're a travel agent now too. You have to bring the photo pass and the deluxe buses, the express now, and the all the other park hopper options. You have to bring all that up to them, or you're not doing your job. Am I wrong, John?
Yeah, and just like you said, if you don't bring it up to it, they're going to find out, or they find out about it and ask you why didn't you mention this, and is that something I have to pay for? And so, no, you have to double check everything, and there's so many little add-ons that you can do now, it's nearly impossible to keep track of everything. So
yeah, so I mean, that's all. I mean, it just looks bad, in my opinion. And then here we go. Here's a look at the new 2017 multi-day ticket pricing, including tax. A $20 before tax discount could be had on a 3-day or longer for buying tickets in advance from Disney. The price listed here is for purchasing tickets at the window or at Windows or Guest Relations. With the Park Hopper Plus option, guests, easy for me to say, can visit more than one theme park on the same day and are entitled to an additional visit to the following other gated attraction: Disney Blizzard Beach, Disney's Typhoon Lagoon, Disney Quest, which is going to be closed very soon, Disney Oak Trail Golf Course, green fees for one round of golf, ESPN Wide World Sports Complex, valid only on event days. Some event requires an additional charge on non-event days. Disney Fantasia Gardens and Disney's Winter Summerland. What do you like best out of the two of them?
The one that we've done most is the Winter Summerland golf course. We end up playing that at least once a year, so probably that one.
Okay, and tickets expire 14 days from first use, and issued tickets expire on 12/31/2018. So here we go. 2-day park tickets. 2-day adult, $211. Child, $199. 2016 pricing was $215 and $202. I mean, this is the other thing. $215.16. $202.35. I mean,
they can't make it $203, right? Or $205.
Yeah, be done with it.
Yep.
2-day park hopper adult, $275.84. Child, $263.06. 2016 pricing was $273.71 and $260. So that's actually going up a couple of dollars too. It's basically the park hopper stayed the same, it looks like, but the price of the ticket went up. What's the park hopper here? So that would be $64 for the park hopper, roughly. If you $63.90, I think it is. 3-day ticket, adult $329, child $309. 2016 was $308 and $289. So it's a $20 increase. 3-day park hoppers $392 and $373 for child, and adults $367 and $348. 3-day park hopper plus option, adult $408 and child $389. I don't need the park hopper plus. I don't need that. I don't need to go to you. Do you, John?
Park hopper plus, what is that?
That allows you to get to the water parks and all.
Oh,
yeah, that's
good.
Everything.
So just add that on. No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. And then it keeps on going up. I mean, it's basically the same. A 4-day ticket's $394 and $372 for child, and with a 4-day park hoppers $473 and $452. I mean, go look at your charge, call Disney, but they're basically, I mean, it shows you like normal. Going 10 days is $489. Four days is $394, so it just shows you the more days you can stay and play, the cheaper it is.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And after 10 days for the $489, if you're going to go 2 weeks, you might want to look into the annual pass so you get all the discounts.
Yeah, you get the annual pass, and then you can use it to get the discounted rates on the rooms and everything else, and the food and merchandise. So yeah, at that point, it's going to be budget friendly to buy an annual pass.
Absolutely. Exactly, because you get that 20% off on everything, on a lot of
things.
So, which that adds up too, especially for meals. you know, 20% off for a family of four for a 10-day trip or a two-week trip, I think that'll cover itself.
Yeah, and something to remember about having the annual passes, even if the discounts aren't advertised, always ask. I mean, we ask every time we go, we check out at any register or any restaurant, quick service. It, I mean, it does not hurt to ask, and the cast members oftentimes will not ask you. So it's always advantageous to ask for yourself. So.
No, I don't think – I don't remember the last time I was asked if I have an annual pass.
I've been asked a couple of times, but usually it's because I open my wallet and they see it sitting there, you know. So.
Yeah, and I think also they might see it on your band because you have that little thing on your band too. But for me, with being a TA, I've never been asked. So, I mean, and even when I had them, like, because back in the day when we had them in our, you know, the wallet ones, you know, the card ones. I didn't have, you know what I'm saying, before the bands, Magic Bands came out. Even back then, I never got asked. So, I don't know. So, you're happy your prices are going up. You better call to get your discount, John.
Oh, happy day. Yeah, yes.
Now, did you see any of the videos? Did you sneak peek at the River of Lights? It's finally open. Can you believe it?
Only almost a year later, 10 months late. Yeah, about 10 months late. So they did it. I saw some of the live coverage from the other night, and I didn't watch the entire thing. What I saw was beautiful, and the fact that they actually have the I guess those are water jets that shoot out that almost look like fireworks. It's pretty impressive. It really is. So.
I thought it was awesome in the opening of it where they tell you no flash photography and all. It sounds like almost the same guy from Illuminations, doesn't it?
Yeah. So.
I mean, I don't know if it's him, but he speaks in the same tone. And a lot of the way they put the show on and they talk to you and some of the music, even though it's different, it kind of reminds me. It has some of the same effects as Illuminations. What do you think?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, definitely with the lighting and stuff like that, and it's just kind of weird to watch a nighttime spectacular without fireworks, you know, but it still manages to hold your attention and to be quite a compelling show. So
now it said River of Lights made its first performance in front of day guests early this evening at Disney's Animal Kingdom, and it says the spectacular night show soft opened ahead of its official February 17th debut. Go figure, Disney opened something a few days early. You can read, you know, the updates from the initial impressions from an earlier preview for this show, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes on and on about how spectacular it was, how the animals. I mean, I like the boats floating across the water. It was nice to see. They remind me of the ones that are up and down the canal a little bit, the way they did them. What do you think?
Yeah, look pretty similar to those, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, the whole show is really, I mean, I watched the whole thing. I, you know, got it on the flat screen down here. And a lot of it, the way the music ran with the lights, how it has the monotone all the way through, then it pumps up. It kind of really reminds me a lot of, it ain't as good as Illuminations to me because the music isn't beat into my brain the way Illuminations is. But I think eventually the soundtrack, the music of it could become that for me. What do you think?
I mean, I like the music, but like you said, I mean, Illuminations has got such an inspirational and I don't know. You can't hear that music without a smile on your face and happiness in your heart. So, but it'll take a while. But I think it'll grow on us. So.
Yeah, it kind of has sign of like a little bit of the same message though, where the animals will live in. You know how that was the talk and all. It's kind of making you kind of make you inspired to be part of nature. You know what I'm saying? It's the way it. The way the show runs, I kind of get the same kind of vibe that I get a little bit from Illumination. I think it's telling a different story, but a similar story at the same time, in my opinion.
So if you go to Epcot and you decide that you're going to become a better person dealing with all your neighbors around the world, and then you go to the Animal Kingdom and decide you're going to become a better person dealing with animals around the world, you'll just leave Disney just a better person, right?
Exactly.
You'll be broke, but a better person.
Yeah, well, don't rant. We don't want to get anybody upset on this show. You know, we got to be nice. Everything is beautiful and lovely. No, but I'm excited. This is one of the things that, you know, that I've been waiting for, and you guys know this, how much I love the Animal Kingdom. I cannot wait to be sitting in that amphitheater. and see this show because it looked phenomenal on my TV here. And I cannot, and you know, that never does it justice. There's nothing like seeing it in person.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I've got to figure a way to talk my wife into going out there to catch it. So I'm going to work on it this weekend or next weekend.
Well, the problem you have is keeping her out of Epcot.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get her to go anywhere else, especially with the Flower and Garden. We read the menus the other day. I mean, I know you're itching to get over there for that when that opens up.
Yeah, that's basically what we're budgeting our money for now is to try to get out there opening weekend. So.
But you're thinking about doing a sneak peek over at the River of Lights too now.
You know what? What I'm trying to think about doing is just tell her that we're just going to head over just for the evening, you know, and maybe next Saturday or Sunday night, just leave here about 3 or 4 o'clock and just get over to watch the show and come back. So.
Well, you might even get to see. Did you see Doc McStuffin is going to be appearing over there now?
No, yeah. No, she's going to be there. So.
You don't want to go see her?
I love meeting the characters, but I like the classic characters. I don't know any of the Disney Junior characters, so I'll skip on those.
Well, it's pretty cool that you say you don't know, but you know that she's Disney Junior. It's pretty crazy. But I'm just reading for, you know, all of our friends of the show. You know, they might want to take their children over, or they might want to see it. We're not judging. Doc McStuffin from Disney's Junior TV series will be heading to Disney's Animal Kingdom later this month. Following the show's renewal for its fifth season, Doc will appear for meet and greets just outside the veterinarian clinic inside Rafiki's Planet Watch. You can also catch her in the animation courtyard at Disney's Hollywood Studio and for breakfast at Hollywood and Vine. Chip and Dale will be leaving Planet Watch to make room for Doc. That's cool, though. I mean, I like that they change up the characters a little bit. I just, on the other hand, though, I do like the originals, and I consider Chip and Dale one of the old school originals, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, I'm going to really geek myself out here, but I do know what Doc McStuffins is about, and it does make sense for her to be at the veterinarian clinic because she's supposed to be a little girl who's taking care of stuffed animals instead of animal, real animals. But, so she is, I guess, a stuffed animal vet. So it makes perfect sense for where they're going to put her at. So I'm kind of surprised it took them that long to put her there, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, sometimes the easiest way is smacking you in the face and you don't realize, you know what I'm saying? You know exactly what I'm talking about, though. The logic sometimes gets in the way. And I kind of like this idea, too, to take it a step further, that it might actually get kids to want to go out to Rafiki's Planet Watch and explore all the great things that is going on out there.
Exactly. Yeah. Just another thing to attract people out there and maybe get the kids out there to not only meet her, but find out about real veterinarian work. So.
Or maybe our buddy Pat's a Doc McStuffin fan, and maybe he's going to head out finally to go out Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Speaking of him, did you see out of all the stuff that he's done at Animal Kingdom, and granted, I love the show too, but of all the things he's done, Flights of Wonder as opposed to any of the trails or anything else, okay?
So. Yeah, well, he was probably lazy and tired and needed a place to sit under a fan and had a beer in his hand and decided to head in there. Something like that. But no, I'm glad he actually did. I was shocked when he said I just assumed, like everything else, that he didn't see that either. So I'm proud of him for seeing that, especially, you know, how much I love our American bald eagle. But, yeah, maybe he loves Doc McStuffin. Maybe he has a couple stuffed animals that he repaired because of the show at home, and maybe he's going to head out to Rafiki's Planet Watch.
There you go. You know. Get him out there for something.
Nah, but everybody should go out there. I mean, I love that. I mean, I don't want to keep dwelling on it, but I don't know if I'm good luck or bad luck, because every time I go out there, an animal's getting operated on.
Doug's coming. Somebody get hurt.
you know, I feel bad, but it's also cool. Like, you hear that they took the time, and I know they're doing it also because it's training, but I think it's a wonderful thing that a turtle gets hurt in the parking lot, and they're actually fixing its shell.
Happens a lot here. So if a turtle's going to get hurt, that did the he got hurt at the right place. So.
But you know what I'm getting at. I mean, I know in some ways they're doing it because it's training, but on the other way, it's a lot of money to spend for them to fix that. And I give them credit for it was amazing. And they said when the surgery is done, they expected them to make a full recovery. And you should have seen how that shell was busted up, John. And it was amazing how they had it repaired, because what they did is, and you know this, they have the TVs there, and they actually showed you the x-ray of what it was when they took it, how bad the shell was broken. And then it was showing them how the repair was done, how the repair is being done and how much they had done. And my brother-in-law and them, they tried to pull me a couple times, and then I finally gave them the look. Yous can leave. Stop watching this. They were getting a little antsy and kept walking away. And I understand, because they're only there every few years where I'm, you know, we're there every year and multiple times, you know, most, a lot of years. But, dude, how many times in your life do you get to walk in and see something like that going on? Never?
Not a whole lot, and that's really, really cool, yeah, so.
Yeah, they're like, are you ready? No, I'm not. Stop. Leave me alone. Take the train back. I'll meet you.
I would have been right there with you, Doug, because one of our old emails is Turtle Karma, because down here you'll see the box tortoises or the box turtles and the gopher tortoises crossing the road all the time, and a lot of them they take their time. Obviously, they're tortoises and turtles, so they're, and especially out here in the rural parts of Florida, and they'll get in the middle of the road and stop and go into their shells. And me and Lisa both have a habit of stopping and picking them up off the side of the, or, you know, the middle of the road, and putting them where, in the direction he was heading, so he can continue on his way without getting hit. So if I would have been there that day when they were, you know, operating on one, I would have loved to have seen that. So.
Oh, absolutely. It was like amazing. And I mean, and then the lizard, the time before, they had a, which one? Not a lizard. What's the big ones called? The
Komodo dragon.
Komodo dragon. They had him where his tail got knocked off. Like cut. It was, his tail got cut up, and they were replacing his tail, and they were putting it on. And I'm sitting there, and that was the last time when me and Brenda were down there, and we hung out there for until it was done. For the most part, we stayed for like a half hour, 40 minutes watching it. I mean, there was a group of us there. It was like the girl was out talking and telling us everything that they were doing, how the procedure was going on. They had one of the doctors out there explaining everything to you. I find that incredibly fascinating to me. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's amazing that we even have the technology to do it, because you could see the big magnifying glasses, the way they're seeing everything. I find that amazing myself.
Yeah, that whole setup out there is quite impressive. It really is.
So, I mean, I don't know. I highly recommend it. Pat, maybe one of these days you hop on a train, head on out, you might actually learn some. Yeah.
There you go. If you can get him away from the Polynesian. So.
Yeah, I mean, all the guy does is sit in Captain Cook's and eat, Dole Whips, I think.
Well, not like that's a bad thing, though.
No, it's not, but, you know, you got to do a couple things on your trip. We're just playing, Pat, because we can. Anyway, keep moving forward. Star-Lords from Guardians of the Galaxy coming to Walt Disney World. You excited about this?
Yeah. I will probably get out there for the meet and greet for that. Absolutely. So.
Meet and greets at Disney's Hollywood Studios. I give them credit. They are trying to give you – they're trying to squeeze stuff in here to make you enticed to go over here.
They had a Doctor Strange out there a couple of months ago, and the day we showed up to try to get a picture with him, they weren't doing it. So I was kind of disappointed. So hopefully this one's a little more easily accessible than Doctor Strange was.
Yeah, I heard rumors. They heard rumors you were headed over, so I think they headed out the back. According to recent Disney audition posting, Star-Lords from Guardians of the Galaxy will be appearing at Walt Disney World within the next 2 months. The audition calls the opportunity a special limited engagement. This phrase has been used before, most recently for the Doctor Strange character experience at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Go figure. Disney Creative Entertainment is seeking male look-alike performer to help portray Peter Quill, a.k.a. Star-Lord, from the film Guardians of the Galaxy, at the upcoming special limited engagement at Walt Disney World Resort near Orlando, Florida. Performers should be local to the Central Florida area and should be available to begin work within the next 2 months. John, you should go try out.
I don't think I look very much like Chris Pratt, but, you know, hey, what the heck? I'll give it a shot.
You could makeup does wonders, John.
Yeah, it ain't going to hide the beer belly, but hey.
No, maybe you could be the after.
There you go. The middle-aged Star-Lord.
Yeah, what happened to him? And then did you see our poll the other day? wishes to be replaced.
Yeah. The new nighttime show at the Magic Kingdom, that's really different. I mean, heck, Wish has been there for, 14, 15 years now?
It's been a while. I mean, this makes me even more scared that something might happen to my Illuminations.
I've heard real big rumors about that yet, too, so.
No, I don't want it to happen.
I love that music.
I got it. It's sad. I got it on my iPod. What's an iPod? I was between my phone and my pod, so I called it the iPod. I got it on my phone and my iPod, actually. And when I'm having a bad day at work, I'll put that on and Soarin' back to back, and it kind of straightens the ship a little bit. And all I have to say is a lot of dudes on the job site should be thankful that I have that music playing on my ear. and I need to be thankful, too, because there's probably been multiple times I've been fired if it wasn't for that music calming me down. But anyway, Wishes at the Magic Kingdom will have its final performance on May 11, 2017, to be replaced by a brand new nighttime spectacular. That's sad. I mean, that there's a date now. You know what I mean? It means it's definite.
Yep, absolutely. So they've got rid of the electrical parade. Now they get rid of Wishes. So Magic Kingdom is going to be all totally different night soon, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, so May 11th, guys, get over there before that, and if you want to see it. Debuting May 12th is a new 18-minute show, is titled Happily Ever After, and will feature fireworks, projections, and lasers. Really? what did I think it was going to be? Anyway, like the recently opened Once Upon a Time, the show will draw from Disney's films, including Pirates of the Caribbean, The Jungle Book, Beauty and the Beast, Moana, Brave, Big Hero 6, Zootopia, Princess and the Frog, Aladdin, The Little Mermaid, Lion King, Frozen, Toy Story, Peter Pan, Sleeping Beauty, Hunchback of Notre Dame. The crowd favorite moment, Tinkerbell's flight, will continue to be part of the new show. Well, nope, at least Bell's not out of a job.
Nope. I suppose she can still fly every night. So it sounds like they're just tweaking Wishes than actually changing it a whole lot. You know, it sounds like it's going to pretty much be similar to what it is.
Wishes 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. So.
The score for Happily Ever After was recorded by a 75-piece orchestra in London under the supervision of senior music producer Roger Butterley and music arranger Tim Hines. James Silson and Disney Creator Entertainment serves as the show's director. They wrote it wrong here. They serves at the show's director is how they wrote this. As the show's director. I'm not the only one that misspells everything. His previous work includes A Frozen Holiday Wish at the Magic Kingdom, Disney Junior Live on Stage, and Olaf's Summer Cool Down, both at Disney Hollywood Studios. Have you seen any of them, John?
Well, one or two, yeah.
You big geek. The Happily Ever After song comes from a Hong Kong Disneyland show, Mickey and the Wondrous Book. The score used in the upcoming Magic Kingdom show is orchestral, but check out the video below to hear a pop version of the idea of what to expect. So if you want to head over to Magic WDW, you can check out the video. Wishes debuted in October 2003 at the Magic Kingdom. 14 years, John.
Yeah. Been around a while.
Yeah. So at the Magic Kingdom, bringing an extensive upgrade to the park's nightly fireworks spectacular. Rooftop launch locations were added, bringing more depth and precision to the show. In recent times, the park has undergone multiple changes. I mean, you have to admit, though, viewing these shows at the Hub does make it a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that they expanded the Hub so much and now enables so many more people to view it from that great location. So
I mean, I'm sad at one's gone, but I am excited. And, you know, the park's upgrading the lighting package around the castle, culminating in a new lighting show, Once Upon a Time, the new Happily Ever After show, will make extensive use of those lighting systems. Holiday Wishes and Happy Hollow Wishes are expected to continue to be shown at the Christmas and Halloween parties. So at least some form of Wishes will still be there. This don't sound like it's going to be much different. I'm looking forward to actually seeing it recorded, and so we could put our give our input to see how much we really do miss it. Because I don't think it's going to change that much.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the biggest change is going to be the music. Before you'd read that article, I thought Tinkerbell was going to be done with it, and since she's still going to be doing the flight at night, I think probably one of the only changes that you'll see is probably the music. So.
Yeah, you can't. I'm happy they're not getting rid of Tink. I mean, what other job would she have? I mean, on your resume, I don't know if there's too many things flying from building to building.
That's just true. You know, maybe something at Animal Kingdom, she can fly from the Tree of Life to the rivers.
at least Tink is not going to be unemployed. I'm happy about that. So you think you'll get over there in May to see this?
We'll get over there definitely to see the new show on our trip in June. If we get a chance, I'll again try to talk her into getting over there to see Wishes one more time. But I don't know if that'll happen. So.
Well, the problem you have again is that she will not go to the other parks.
Yeah, especially in the evening, it's hard to get Lisa out of Epcot. I can't help it. So, and I'm not that hard to talk into either. So.
Yeah, well, they don't have Le Fin du Monde at the Magic Kingdom. I think is what the problem is.
I think that would be the keynote there. So, yeah, if I could figure out how to get me a good beer and watch Wishes, you know, I'd probably see it every night. Actually, I have done that from the Polynesian and from the Grand Floridian. So.
Yeah, and I seen you, speaking of Le Fin du Monde, if you head over to our website, it's all in WDW, you can see John posing, and it looks like a nice Canadian sweatshirt. What do you got? What rage is that? Is that from Canada? It looks like a hockey jersey.
Yeah, it's a grumpy hockey jersey is what it is, a grumpy rage. So.
Yeah, did you buy it in Canada?
No, actually, I don't even know if it's actually from Disney World. I think it's from Disneyland, and we found it on eBay. So.
There you go. But it looks like Canadian hockey jersey. But you can head over and see John. He posts his beer featured of the month, which is Le Fin du Monde. Am I correct, Johnny?
You are correct, sir. That's the first one, and I'm going to start doing one every month, and hopefully we can get out and explore some new beers.
So if you can, head on over to It's All in WDW, read the whole article. You could see where you can find John, let you know where you can get Le Fin du Monde throughout the park. There's 5 spots where you can get Le Fin du Monde. So, and I'm sure you frequented all 5 of them multiple times.
Especially that Canadian beer cart. That's probably my favorite spot in the entire world. And yeah, and looking at that picture, you can tell it was actually chilly that day because I am wearing that hockey jersey. I get to wear it twice a year. So.
So, and then some of the other articles over on our website is Born After the Chops at Sunshine Season. Bob does an article on, sadly, one of the best quick service venues on Disney property is starting to make a habit out of disappointing us. Misses all in WDW. Never a good thing to do. Epcot, I can assure you. First, she lost her beloved apple caramel crunch. Don't know what this is. It's not a surprise. It's gone. It's also one of the few desserts that she would call worth the calories. See it. It said Snack Recon Apple Caramel Crunch. You can read that. And then they removed her pork chop. Did you like the pork chop over at Sunshine Seasons?
I think the only thing that we've ended up ever getting at Sunshine Seasons is the Szechuan beef. We've had that several times. But we're not giant pork chop fans. So no, I don't think I've ever tried it. It looked good, but.
So here it is. You can see a picture of it. It says, yummy looking, huh? Well, it was one of our Epcot morning go-tos. Unfortunately, it disappeared months ago. Having said that, we keep searching for it. Of course, Sunshine Season is much too good of a spot to discard it simply for the loss of a baked delight. In fact, that's where they used to go to get the apple caramel crunch, not the pork chop in the morning, guys. And then a few months ago, the quick service recon Sunshine Seasons, I introduced you to Sunshine's $13.99 slow roasted pork chop. Take a look, and if you go over to our website, you can see it. She subbed it in a delicious looking pile of green. It's in with it. She subbed the green beans in there instead of the potatoes and all. But if you guys head over to the website, you can read the full article. We're upset that they removed the pork chop. And then the wishes, the final votes. Did you go over there and see the do our poll over on It's All in WDW, John? Did you vote?
Yeah, yeah. I've been reposting and paying attention to those posts all week, and yeah, and did my part in voting. So,
well, the vote came out 70% of the people were sad. I'm sad. I love wishes, and then 29%. So say 30%. It was 70.1111 to 29.89 that people were sad that wishes is gone. But 30% of people were, you know, glad it's time to go.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, just about anything except for maybe Illuminations. I mean, people don't want change, but then if you bring in something new and different, then people are going to end up liking it. So I think the Happily Ever After show will do just fine. It's going to be real hard to top Illuminations in my book, though, if they win and if they do make a new show at Epcot. So.
No, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm in some ways I'm going to miss it, but I'm glad I've seen it so many times. I'm going to be excited about something new myself. But the thing is, there hasn't been a single other show on property that I've been addicted to as much as Illuminations. Like, when we do our list of top things to do, our favorite things, Illumination, if you combine shows and everything, if we're not just doing rides, if we're doing everything there is to do in the parks, Illuminations is always in my, if not the top of my list, two or three. You know, I mean, it's like, I don't think there's ever been a trip that I haven't seen that since the first time I saw it.
No, and it's one that I end up staying for just about every time we head over to Epcot. If we're there, if we end up staying past 8 o'clock, I always try to talk Lisa into staying for the show. And the last time we were there, standing in Norway eating the salmon and egg bagel as I watched Illuminations, that's pretty much happiness in a nutshell right there. So.
No, I mean, I if that ever goes, then you'll see me. You want to see you want to talk about a rant? even though I'll be, how can you put it, on both sides of the fence, because I keep saying change has to happen, things need to be new. I picked on Bob and Dennis from, you know, Maelstrom over, you know, when that went away for Frozen. But if Illuminations goes, I will be crying like a big baby.
You know what? I wouldn't mind maybe seeing some new effects and maybe liven up the middle of the show a little bit and stuff like that. Just don't mess with the music. That's the inspirational part of the entire show. So I'd really hate to see that music go.
Yeah, kind of like how they kept the Soarin' music to say. it kind of softened the blow a little bit.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if you still haven't got on the Frozen ride, have you? Oh, no, I'm lying. That was Bob. I mean, Dennis and me haven't. You did the amazing pick. I'm sorry. My apologies. But Bob, he keeps waiting for it, too. He hasn't. I don't think he's gotten on it yet either.
No, I think he's had a hard time getting a fast pass for it, and not going to wait the hour and a half for it. So, yeah, you have to have a fast pass for that. It's not. I mean, it's a somewhat interesting queue, but it's not like Expedition Everest or anything like that. So, yeah, if you don't have a fast pass, you really have to. You better be there with a little girl that's dragging you on it. Otherwise, you're going to be bored out of your mind.
So what? When's your exact dates of your next trip coming up?
We're gonna do some day trips, probably the first weekend of March for the Flower and Garden Festival, and then we'll have a couple of day trips through then. But our big vacation is June 4th through June 9th. We'll be at Old Key West. So
you'll be able to. Well, that's good, because Pandora will be open the 27th. It'll give it a few days for it to calm down, and then You'll be able to send Bob multiple pictures from the land. I know you'll do. The very least, you'll be able to walk through. I don't know if you're going to be able to get any fast passes for it. I mean, have you even tried yet to see if anything's open?
No, I'm not in my 60-day window yet for getting fast passes. Yeah, so as soon as it does, I will try. But I don't know if I'll be able to or not. But I'll give it a shot. I mean, I was able to several years ago when Anna and Elsa first came out, and it was so hard to meet them. I was able to get Lisa a fast pass to meet her when they first opened up. So, and I got a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train that year too at the same time. So hopefully I can do the same thing and get in there and get both of these. I imagine both of those are going to be fast pass rides, you would think, right?
Yeah, and I guarantee they're both going to be on the same tier.
Yeah, probably. So I'll probably only get one of the two. So.
What do you think, Frying Banshee or River Ride?
I probably, if I can get them, I'll probably go two different days. And we'll, I imagine we'll get one day and one the other one. If I can only end up getting one altogether, I'd probably get the boat ride because I know Lisa would ride that. I don't know if she's going to ride the Banshee.
Well, maybe the good thing is you and your son, being he'll be with you in June, you'll be able to have him to fly along with you.
Yep, yep, yep. So I can take him on that and go on the boat ride probably with both of them. So.
Now, is he an Avatar fan? Have you ever watched Avatar with you?
He saw the movie when it came out several years ago, but it's, I mean, as interesting as this land's going to be and stuff like that, Avatar is not one of those movies that you can, at least to me, it's not one that I can just put on and watch again. It's, I mean, you know the story, you know what happened. So, I mean, it's beautiful. There's no doubt about that. And it's going to be an interesting land, but it's not compelling enough to me to watch the movie again and again, aka Star Wars and you know some of the other stuff. So.
You took the words out of my mouth. I'm the same way with Star Wars. Like, I watch them and all, and every once in a while, I'll put it on again for 10 or 15 minutes, but it's no Goodfellas. Like, me, Goodfellas, Wedding Crashers, like, I was telling my wife, like, there are certain movies that, Tombstone, that I can't turn off. I don't know if there are any of yours. Like, do you like Goodfellas?
Goodfellas is a great movie, but generally mine run the stupid comedy route. So I've got Vacation, European Vacation, Caddyshack, all those great Chevy Chase ones are some of my favorites that I can just put those on and watch again and again. And even though I can quote almost every line out of the movie, but yeah, I love Goodfellas too. So.
Well, and I'm the same way to go into Disney mode. I'm the same way with Ratatouille. Me and my wife have to watch every time. Toy Story, if Toy Story's on, I get sucked right in. So, I mean, I don't know. There's certain movies where you can't turn the dial, and Avatar, I agree with you there. I've seen it, and I won't watch it again and again and again, and I'm the same way with Star Wars, but I think the land's going to be phenomenal. I truly believe that. Did you see the flyover the other day?
Yeah, yeah, that was the one. Was actually our local channel news, or Channel 9 News, flew over and did some of that recording. So yeah, it looks incredible. Looks like they got still some work to get done, but it looks like they're well on their way. So
yeah, well, they don't have much time to do it, but
no,
they'll be working around the clock.
And did you see that they conveniently, Universal and Disney are conveniently opening their prospective things on the same weekend? Go figure. So.
Well, the good thing is it might cut down on crowds at both, make them a little more manageable.
That's true, and it's going to be Memorial Day weekend. I don't think I'm going anywhere near either of those parks that weekend. We're just going to stay at home. So it's going to be craziness out there.
What Disney fans need to hope for, they can deal with the heat. Hope it's like a 100-degree week, so more people want to head over to the water park and slow down the crowds over at the Animal Kingdom, because everybody complains how hot it is there anyway, so maybe it'll keep them out of the park where, you know, more of the Disney geeks can get in that really don't care about the – I wouldn't care about the heat. I'd pack an extra couple water bottles, and I'd be happy to just try to – I just want to see it so bad, it wouldn't matter how hot it was to me.
You know, one of the silliest well, it's not silly, but one of the – tricks that we use the most that we found a couple of years ago. I think you've even talked about it and stuff, is freezing those water bottles. Mm-hmm. We've got a backpack with insulated backpack with a cooler section on the bottom. We freeze about 5 or 6 bottles of water the night before and put them in there. And well, not only does it keep you cool and you always have a bottle of water, it greatly reduces the price of the money you spend out there, because if you spend, what, $275 every time you need a water, you're going to run up a bill in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, just a little hint I say is take a sip out of each of the bottles.
Yeah, so they don't bust. Yeah,
exactly. They don't overfreeze, and I do the same thing because I'll freeze my Coke. The bottles. Don't try the cans because they explode. Believe me, I know that because I have exploded more Pepsi cans in my freezer. My wife and my mother-in-law, they want to beat the crap out of me. I'll come home sometimes in the summer. The wintertime, it's pretty cool because you can I can set them outside and get them cool. You know what I'm saying? When it's not, yep. I can set them on the back porch, or don't take as long, but in the summer times, there'll be no soda in the fridge, and I'm in the mood for one. I'll throw them in the freezer, a few of them, because I'll only have, like, say I come home and I have one soda left, and I just bought a new 12-pack. I'll throw another one in the freezer so I can have it when I'm done this one. As I'm working in the yard, well, I'll come in, get in the shower, and forget the damn thing's in there, and it blows up inside the freezer. And there's, have you ever done that?
I would say I've done it, but with beer instead of soda, but yeah. It's been done.
So. Yes, it's sad. I mean, I'm sad to say I can't even count how many times I've done the stupid feat, but I am notorious for it, and she'll yell at me now. I haven't done it in probably over a year now. I got to the point where it was so bad where I got a tongue lashing where it's in my head now. Kind of after 50 of them blowing up in there, I finally got it in my head. But, yeah, we freeze. What I'll do is I take the little miniature Pepsi or Pepsi or Coke bottles with me, and I'll take a sip out of each of them and put them in the freezer the night before, too, and I'll have them in the backpack. So by lunchtime, they're perfect.
Yep, that and the water bottles work great. You can freeze those, and then as they melt, you know, that'll keep your other bottles that you didn't freeze nice and cold. And then
absolutely.
That ones that are full of ice melt, you can refill them for water fountains and just have ice water all day. So you're good to go.
Yeah, most of the time I stay away from freezing the soda, but there's been times where we don't have the water bottles, so I'll just freeze them. But if I do have the water bottles and we have two or three water bottles in the backpack or the camera bag, which I use, what I do is I line the bottom of the camera bag. I grab a couple. So I have a regular cooler backpack that I use for work, and sometimes I'll bring that. But I've had this camera bag. I bought it at the Animal Kingdom probably 15 years ago, and the thing is still, like, brand new. And what I'll do is I just have a couple, like, I'll put them in a couple of, I can't even speak right now, supermarket bags, the plastic bags.
Yeah,
I'll, like, double up them and then drop the sodas in that. So this way none of it gets on anything else in there. Because anymore, the camera bag is basically it don't even hold the camera hardly anymore. Because I have the little
just
tiny
a rucksack. Yeah,
because before I still have it. I have that CLR, the big one with the multiple lenses that change. And the thing still works good, but it ain't digital. I used to have that when I went down there. I had the two or three lenses that you could change out, the super lens that I could shoot things. I mean, I love that camera, but now you don't want to develop film no more. So basically, I have the little digital tiny camera and my iPhone. So basically, the camera, it's basically just a backpack now. It's not even a camera bag anymore. So,
yep.
But are you excited? Did you hear the Star Wars Land 2019? There's an official date now.
Yep. I can't wait. So I'm really. I mean, as much as I'm looking forward towards Avatar Land for what it is, being Pandora and stuff like that, I'm really looking. I'm gonna look at the stuff there and try to guess at to what applications they're gonna take those animatronics and those special effects and put into Star Wars Land. So, you know, if I see that animatronic of a Na'vi that looks so good, I'm going to be thinking now if they take that, how Chewbacca is going to look. So, yeah.
No, I think you're going to see a lot of the technology from Avatar Land. And as crazy it is, the technology from Avatar Land will probably be plus by the time Star Wars Land opens.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, and think about the great animatronics that are out there already. And, well, except we'll skip right over the Yeti. But, I mean, you know, the Hopper and Tough to Be a Bug and the Wicked Witch and in the Great Movie Ride and some of the pirates and Pirates of the Caribbean. And just to think those, you know, are already, what, 10, 15, 20, 30 years old. So imagine how great these animatronics on the boat ride are going to be. It's very exciting.
Nah, I'm like really excited. I mean, it sounds like it's really far away when you hear 2019, but the way these last few years has gone by, I mean, it's going to be here in a blink of an eye.
Absolutely. It's only 2 years. So, and I imagine they'll probably be shooting for probably that Memorial Day or sometime midsummer to open it. So I'm hoping it's only about, what's that, about 27, 28 months away. So.
Yeah, I mean, and the great thing is, unlike in years past, like when the Animal Kingdom opened, it was really exciting because at that time there wasn't a lot of new things that were in the horizon. If you follow me, like because that was after you know, bad times, and, you know, it's during time, you know what I'm saying. Animal Kingdom slowly opened because of everything that happened with our country stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for a long time there, Disney was kind of like somewhat open here or there. But in the last couple of years, there's been so many things opened that I'm excited about Star Wars Land, but it isn't like it has to be, because I'm kind of happy it's a couple years away, because there's so many things that we haven't seen yet. That if, could you imagine if that was opening next year? I mean, dude, you couldn't keep up. We can't keep up with all the stuff now.
The thing is, I mean, what I say, 27, 28 months away, if you took each month and went to a different restaurant at Disney Springs, I don't think you'd get done by the time the Star Wars Land opened, you know? I mean, that's how many new things are out there. So.
Between there and, you know, and the restaurants and the resorts and the other parks, the changes, the – I mean, it's just – like we just talked about River of Lights. I mean – I can't wait to try Tiffin's, because I didn't get to do – the reason I didn't do it last trip, because I didn't want to do it without Brenda. You know what I mean? I wanted to eat there with her. Even though I love my brother-in-law.
Yeah, that's a signature dining.
We love the Animal Kingdom, so I wanted that to be, you know, special to be with her instead of, you know, the two knuckleheads. Which you got to meet. But I don't know. I'm excited about it. Have you heard anything? There's been no news about Toy Story Land, though.
No, I haven't heard anything at all about that, so I guess we're still speculating it's going to be around the same time as Star Wars. Or do you think they'll stagger them, they'll open one and open the other?
I'm betting they're going to stagger them. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't know if the – I mean, in a way, I think it would be better if they open both, because it might disperse the crowds a little bit. Or on the other hand, it might make the crowds 10 times worse. Yeah, I don't know which way to go on that. Now, I'm ranting against myself here. No, you're wrong, you idiot. It'll make the crowds worse. No, it won't. It might disperse them.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. I don't really know if, because like I said, if they do open it over a holiday weekend or something, it's going to be crazy anyway. So.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm more, and you know this, I'm more excited about Toy Story Land. I cannot wait to get on that Slinky roller coaster.
That thing looks huge, doesn't it? It looks like
yes.
It encircles the entire land, so that's going to be really cool.
It reminds me of the TTA with a couple hills.
Yeah. I guess you're probably pretty close. It looks like sweeps down to the ground and then goes up, and maybe people are walking over it at one time and walking underneath it another time, and so it's going to be
cross between the TTA and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Yeah, with that technology, you know how the mine train rocks back and forth. This is going to slink in and out, supposedly.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be cool just to ride around the outside of that land. You know, give you a full view is what it looks like it's going to do. It's going to border the entire land.
And not to mention that Slinky Dog's a great character in the movie. So.
Oh, he's phenomenal. I like every character in that movie.
I know, right? It's hard to pick one that you like the most. So.
I mean, and you know who I named the number one bad guy in all of the Disney animated films, right?
Probably, I forgot his name, but the kid next door that was tearing apart the toys and putting firecrackers in G.I. Joe.
No, not him. Not Jimmy.
Yeah, you hate Lotso, right?
Yeah, Lotso. I think Lotso is he's the worst villain of any of the Disney films, in my opinion. I loved it when they tied him to the front of that semi.
I've got a picture of my truck with a Lotso on the front of it. So.
Yeah, and I believe that, because I've seen a few of them here and there. Every once in a while, you'll see that, and it cracks you up. Like, because we were riding down 95 one time, me and the guys, and I seen the bear, and I'm cracking up. And everybody's like, what are you laughing? I'm like, Lotso. What? They're like looking at me like, what is Lotso, you idiot? You know, I'm with four of us, three, you know, four construction guys in the truck, and I'm the Disney geek. They're like, what is a Lotso?
Lots of hugs.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I said, did you ever see Toy Story? No. And they're looking at me like I'm nuts. I'm like, you guys have no idea what you're missing. And I guarantee you all cry at the end of every one of them.
Especially three.
Toy Story 3 is ridiculous. He's headed off to college. And are you excited about the new Cars movie? I am.
Hey, Cars is okay. It's never been my favorite Pixar franchise, but yeah, from what I've seen, it looks somewhat interesting. So, but I'm not. I guess I'm excited about Toy Story 4. I don't know, but I don't know where they're going to go with the story on that. So,
I mean, they're with the girl now.
Yeah. I think my son actually said that there was a couple of shorts
already out that had her in it playing with the toys, so I guess that's where they're going.
I mean, I haven't seen any of that, so but I'm just going by my own logic in my head, which is usually wrong. But no, I'm thinking that's where the story's going to continue. Maybe she's going to have the, you know, everything, or maybe he'll come home from college and she'll take the toys over to visit him. Who knows?
Yeah.
But they're going to get in some kind of trouble. You know that.
Yeah, I mean, so the full slate of Disney movies coming out this year is incredible. You got, what, Toy Story 4, Cars 3, Pirates of the Caribbean, 4-3, Spider-Man, I mean, good grief. And then Star Wars, another Star Wars end of the year, so, and Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So.
And you forgot probably one of the other biggest ones, which I'm excited about, is Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, that looks good too, doesn't it? So, and every one of them looks good. I mean, talking to my wife, I mean, every one of them looks like a almost worth getting together and going out to the theater to actually see them. So,
you want to know the geekiest thing about Beauty and the Beast and why it's so near and dear to my heart? And all you guys can write to me and call me a little nerd and geek or whatever you want to call me, but it's one of my favorite movies because I still remember my in the summertime, my father used to go camping all the time, and I would watch his house. And when me and my wife were dating, my mother and me, my mom lived with me. But during the summertime, my father, I would have his house too. I would go over there and take care of that while he was away and check on it. So me and my wife, a lot of times we were dating, we'd go over there and just hang out there because nobody was there. This way my mom could have our place. And one of the first things that we did together is she brought Beauty, because I never had seen it, and this is before I told everybody, my wife's the reason why, so whenever she complains about the money I spent on Disney and how crazy it is, it's all her fault. She's the one, I still remember it, 97, because my parents, we were supposed to go to Nashville, and my dad couldn't go for some reason, so my wife said, let's go to Disney, so she got the video. We looked at the video, we liked Caribbean Beach, we booked Caribbean Beach, and we drove down. It was like our first thing we did after we bought the house. It was like one of our, you know, it was our first vacation. It was kind of like, we were okay, now we're going to go do something, because we didn't get a chance after my mom passed. It was a couple years since we did anything. So she drugged me to Disney, and then I totally got addicted, blah, blah, blah. But so when we first started dating, I watched Disney on Sundays, you know, the Wonderful World of Disney. We used to watch that as a kid, the whole nine yards. And I never was taken to Disney as a kid. She was. So one of the first things she did is she brought the video over, the animated video of Beauty and the Beast. And we watched it together at my dad's house. So, and it was, and I couldn't believe how awesome it was. I mean, I was never against cartoons or whatever like that, but I never really watched Disney movies. You know, I was a athlete, played sports, blah, blah, blah. That's all I did. I came home from school and went outside to play basketball, football, or baseball. I never watched a lot of TV as a kid. I was outside all the time. But I fell in love with that. Me and her watched Beauty and the Beast together, so I'm really excited about this new one. And I don't know if you are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's Hermione on top of that. So as a big Harry Potter fan, it's just interesting to see Emma Watson playing another character. So, and it looks like they did a great job on the Beast, too. So it looks really interesting at the, CGI with the Mrs. Potts and all the characters that come alive. It really looks great. And a quick story about the, you said Beauty and the Beast, that you got such an attachment to it. That was the first day off in boot camp when we were in the Navy, when I joined the Navy, that was our first relaxing day that we had. The instructor brought in a copy of Beauty and the Beast for some reason, and me and 20 other dudes sat and watched that. And it's a weird place to watch Beauty and the Beast, but I just remember the part where the camera looks like it's coming down from the top of the roof as they're dancing, and the incredible, just incredible work that goes into that, and how beautiful that was, and being blown away. Because, you know, like you said, you're kind of used to, I mean, as much as I like them, Jungle Book and 101 Dalmatians and stuff like that, but Beauty and the Beast was just a whole step above and beyond anything I'd ever seen before. So.
Oh, yeah, Lumiere, all the talking and, you know, the different things. It's an amazing movie. I can't wait to see how they bring all that to life. Like the trailer I seen looks phenomenal. I mean, I'm really excited about going out and seeing it. And who would imagine? I'm a general contractor. You're a truck driver. We're sitting here talking about Beauty and the Beast. I mean, are we not geeks or what, man?
Yeah,
it's sad.
I think
we lose our man cards on this one, don't you?
Yeah, we got it bad, Doug. We got it bad.
It's just sad how bad we do have it. But no, I mean, like you said, there's a whole list of movies that are coming out this year that I can't wait to see. Isn't there another Avengers movie or something coming out too? Am I wrong about that?
I think that's next year. Yeah, it's going to be the I guess basically part two of the Civil War type thing. Well, the beyond Civil War, but another one like that. So,
did you actually see Doctor Strangelove or no?
No, I haven't seen it.
I'm excited. I want to see that. That's supposed to be coming on soon, so I got to grab that. I admit, it really has to be a lot to drag me and Brenda to the movie theater because everybody knows what a nudge I am. I don't play well with others. I don't like my seat kicked and people talk. I got to stay away from that stuff. It's weird, but the movie has to be like really, really phenomenal. There has to be a major reason to get me to go see it. So, but we might head out to see this just because of Beauty and the Beast, because it means something to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'd be actually a great date night movie for you and your wife, or me and if I can talk Lisa into going to the movies. We're about the same way. I mean, we go out to see Star Wars every year when that comes out. Other than that, I don't think we ever go to the movies. So. Mm.
But, you know, I go see all these. Like we did, I take Brenda. This English I speak is so wonderful. I took Brenda, my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law. The four of us went out to see Frozen when it came out. And it was really good. We had really nice seats, and there wasn't real knuckleheads in that movie theater. But there's times where I remember taking my godson to see Finding Nemo and going to see some other things with him, and like he'd sit there and he knew better. If he acted like a nudge or a pain in the butt, I would just leave middle of the movie. And half these parents take their kids there just to get the day off, and they don't care what they do. And it's my fault. You're going to a kid's movie, so I have to, you know, I'm the one that's the knucklehead in my opinion. But I just don't see how you act like, you know, you let your kids do whatever they want, like kick seats, climb up, run all over the place. It's like, if you know they're going to do that, then don't take them or leave. Yeah, don't inconvenience everybody else because everybody else paid money too.
And the thing is, I mean, you know, as a parent who had a kid, and I mean, I think we went out to Disney one time when he was about 4.5 or 5, and he was being a real brat on the way there. And, you know, I mean, we do live here, so I was able to do this. I realize if you're on vacation, you can't, but, you know, he's being a real brat. And I said, all right, fine. We just turned the car around and went right back home. And you know what? Ever since then, he's a perfect gentleman on the way to Disney. So, I mean, it's – You gotta be able to not only threaten but to back up and do what you say you're gonna do, you know. So.
Absolutely, and that's like he knows since he's been a kid. My godson Jimmy, like if I tell him something, it is what it is. There's no gray area with me, yeah. And I get that from my mom. My mom was the type of if she bought me a $200 toy, like my bike, if she told me to put it in the shed. And I didn't put it in the shed. She'd pick it up and throw it in the trash can. She didn't play games, and that's how I am. I don't, you know what I'm saying? And so, but it's my fault. I know I have the issues. Yeah, but I'm excited about all these movies. I can't wait. I love when they pop up on Stars too, because Stars is where most of the Disney movies go first, and that's where I catch them all. And I love all of a sudden when one will pop up that you forgot about.
Yeah, and I think that's going to happen a lot the next year with all these ones that we have. I mean, it's an amazing slate of movies coming out this year. It really is. So.
Yeah, Disney, Pixar has been hard at work. I mean, to have both Cars and Toy Story in the works, they're two. I can't wait for both of them. They're two of my favorites. And I wish they'd do another Big Hero 6. Disney would.
Yeah, I like that one too. There's Dia de los Muertos too, which is. I don't know if that's Pixar or if that's Disney Studios, but there's another animated one there too. So,
now they have a lot on their plate. I mean, everywhere you turn. The only negative part is ESPN. it seems like ESPN's their tax write-off right now.
Yeah, which is amazing because when it was such a productive company for so long, it seems like it's really kind of, I guess because, you know, the rest of the channels now have almost as much sports as they do. So there for a while, it seemed like they had a lock on a bunch of stuff. So,
well, I think what happened to them was, is every sports company, every sports association, like the NFL, the NBA, I mean, NBA, MLB, and NHL all have their own networks now. So, you know, Disney or ESPN don't have the, you know, because for the longest time is the NHL, the NFL, remember ESPN, when they first went, if NFL went to ESPN, it was a major thing. Now that the NFL network's there, I think they're kind of taking a little bit of the steam off of ESPN.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're white. And I mean, even for me, the big college football fan, they have a lot of games, but they don't carry as many as they used to. There's a lot of, you know, the SEC network down here. There's Big Ten network and stuff like that. They carry the game. So
it washed them out quite a bit. I mean, next thing you know, they're going to be showing movies on there like CMT and MTV. You know what I mean? You go to CMT, like you want to watch a video. There's none. Nashville's on. You got TV shows. It used to be there was music plays. I mean, everything is changing. And I don't think ESPN has changed with the times at all. Yeah, I don't know. They need to do something. Maybe they need to put some Disney movies on ESPN.
Put those goofy shorts where he's playing the different sports.
Yeah, because they used to be the official home of NASCAR. They lost NASCAR. I mean, they still have Monday. They still have football, and football is good. But football is so, how can I say, it's spread out now to so many different places. I think it's hard for any of them to do great. I mean, they're all doing good with it because they're making millions and billions of dollars. But it's the market's more saturated now. Like, I'm the rare guy that don't like the Thursday night game. I like it on Thanksgiving, and that's it. Do you agree with me or no?
I have always had a problem catching Monday night and Thursday night games both because they start so late that and having to get up at 5 o'clock, unless it's somebody that I really want to see, I usually watch the first quarter, and that's about it. No, I like my Sunday games. I love having 1-4 o'clock games.
Oh, I love when the Birds play 1 o'clock Sunday. It makes just makes everything easy. Like, and I watch the Monday night game, and Tuesdays everybody hates me because I'm a miserable, you know what? Because I was up watching it because I have a football problem. It's Disney and football. Well, it's number one, my wife and family, then Disney, then football. It's like they're 1 and 1A. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but I can't, you know, I don't know. I just don't get some of the things that they do on the network anymore. It's the same thing. It's like they got every show has 15 announcers. Everybody's talking the same. I think what the problem with ESPN is, it turned like political. It's like every show now has to have people fighting on it. You know, it's like a political show. It's like I feel like I'm watching Fox News or CNN when I turn on ESPN sometimes. You got to have people screaming at each other. That's my job.
Yeah, they do have a lot of those shows where they're trying to get confrontational with each other, don't they?
Absolutely. But no, I remember when that first came off. Do you remember ESPN when it first started out when we were kids? That was my MTV.
Way back when.
Yeah, I remember Chris Berman, the first show, because that's why they love him so much there. He's been there since episode one. Him and that, I forget the other one was, but he used to do the Sunday show where the sport, it was like 60 minutes of sports. Those two were there from the very beginning. And I remember my buddies all were super excited when MTV came out. And I was the only geek saying, ESPN, ESPN, I could care less about MTV. Were you a big MTV fan when that started?
Yeah, I mean, the whole Dire Straits video and God, way back when. So yeah, I was really into music television at the time. I think I'm still stuck there because I don't care about any of the music nowadays.
No, I remember my friends would want to stay in and watch it all day, and I'd be like, "What is wrong with you?" But no, I'm excited about all the. There's so many things coming to the parks that I cannot wait to. I can't wait till you get down there so you get to see them because I got to live vicariously through you until next year.
Yeah, and I think the first thing we're going to do is probably head over to the Flower Garden Festival. So we'll probably have a report on that coming within, 2 weeks. So
did you Did you see this Wok and Wines pairing dinner at Marimoto's, or Marimoto Asia and the Wine Bar by George?
No, I did not.
Yeah, there's an exclusive and intimate event featuring cuisine from Chef Marimoto Asia paired with wines from the soon-to-open Wine Bar George. The team at Marimoto Asia would like to officially welcome the soon-to-open Wine Bar by George to the Disney Springs neighborhood with a special collaboration wine dinner. The menu created by executive chef Yuhai Fujinaga, if I said that wrong, I'm sorry, but it's Fujinaga, will showcase a selection of modern pan-Asian dishes. Mastered sommelier George Milotis will pair each course with wines that will be served at the wine bar when it opens later this year at Disney Springs. Here you go, John. I know you're ready to go. The dinner is priced at $150 per guest. But it does include tax and gratuity. Excluding tax and gratuity. And will feature the following. First course, bluefin tuna tartare, soy caviar, Jamin Ibisco Chris, and a Dom Runard rose champagne from France. I mean, I cannot even pronounce all these, but it's a five-course meal, you know, with dessert, the whole nine yards. Details, Tuesday, February 28th, dinner begins at promptly at 7:30 p.m. If you're 5 minutes late, you're out of $150. At Marimoto Asia at Disney Springs. Guests must be 21. I mean, for $150 a person, these wines better be out of the world.
You know, I'm more of the speed of the sushi to go and a frozen Kirin at the Japan Pavilion at Epcot. That's that's where I'm at. So.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of there too. I mean, there's going to be a slow roasted crispy baby pig. I mean, do you have to tell me it's a baby?
they're going to make you sad.
Yeah, I'm not eating it just because I would not have a crispy baby pig. I really wouldn't. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Why don't you just tell me it's a crispy pig? You have to put in there that it's a baby. Does that not rub you the wrong way a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I like lamb, but I don't want to have it called baby sheep, or you know. So.
No, that's one of the things that bother me. But I mean, everywhere you guys go, when you're next time you're headed down, I mean, there's so many activities. I mean, every time you turn around, there's something special like this going on. You can't keep up with all of it.
Yeah, there's a whole slew of stuff going on at every park and Disney Springs, and just full of stuff, right? I mean.
Well, when you go down, John, you'll be down there in a couple weeks. You got to let us know how River of Lights was, and I can't wait to see where you eat. Do you still plan on going over to Rose and Crown or no?
Yeah, I think I'm going to I don't know if we'll eat there that day, but I'm probably going to make a reservation for that for our trip. So I told her that, you know, we have to do it for the show. So
no, you've never had the bangers and mash, and I hope you get them. Unlike when you went to the boathouse, you didn't get the shrimp that everybody told you was good.
Yeah, I know. That's what I really should have got, but oh well. Hindsight's 20/20. But yeah, if we make it to the Rose and Crown, I'll definitely get the bangers and mash, and hopefully they're as good as you say they are. So
no, they haven't let anybody down yet. But anyway. We got to call this a show, John. Did you you got your beer? You're gonna have. Do you already know the beer you're gonna be coming up with for next month for the show?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna do Innocent Gun, which is a bourbon oak aged. I think it's an ale from It's not the Rose and Crown. It's the little beer stand right outside. That has and it's a fantastic beer. So.
We're looking forward to the article. Guys, head over to It's All in WDW to read our latest stuff. Bob does a wonderful job over there. We miss Dennis. He will be back soon. He just had, like we said, he had a few things to take care of. So we miss him. And you can find Dennis over at Oak Manor on Twitter. And you can find John at Beer Solo. You can follow Bob at It's All in WDW. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us all at WDW Main Street. Please, guys, we really appreciate you doing the reviews on iTunes. We know they're a pain in the butt, but thank you for everybody that's going out and that's going over there in the last couple weeks and left reviews. We really appreciate it. And you can follow us all on Facebook at WDW Main Street. Everybody have a great week. Be kind to each other, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there.
You bet, and have a great week, and happy Valentine's Day, like you said.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.